Life Athletic. Workout instruction is very simple, but it can be tough to understand at first. The common ideas of sets and reps and lifting towards heavy are mistakes, and they shut you down while convincing you that they work by only letting you adapt once. When you go from no workout to the wrong set rep workout that everyone is doing. But since the weights are too heavy, you can't lift for long enough, and thus you'll never adapt to lift heavier. Use standing dumbbell exercises only. Using dumbbells while you twist and turn is a full body exercise. The machines at the gym are for when you are badly hurt, and if you use them for no reason at all, they will cause harm. Because when you sit down or lay down, you nullify 98% of your exercise. You just work on two spots in your musculature. It's like tooting a horn versus conducting a large orchestra. The elderly who lost muscle through a sedentary lifestyle get in a lot of trouble from these machines. The simple result of using the machines is preventing the body from developing muscle throughout. Just a muscle here and a muscle there doesn't do anything. Compared to walking with wrist and ankle weights, the machines are awful. They just slow people down and hold them back. The elderly walking at the mall in the morning get a much better full body workout. And if they carry dumbbells or wrist ankle weights, or maybe sometimes a weight vest, so as long as they add more weight, as their body adapts, they will be bodybuilding. Imagine that. All it takes is walking with weight. The gym and the mall is all about the roof and the restrooms, or weather control, and not traumatizing people monitoring the trail cameras. But a large park, or woodland trail, or even park roads with safe sidewalks are, in the end, superior. The temperature is cooler, air is fresher, and the scenery around you is always changing, helping you with focus and interest. In short, outdoor dumbbells. And your exercise should begin with jogging while hanging on to the lightest of dumbbells. Once you are able to jog for an hour with 3 or 5 pound dumbbells per hand, you then move on up in weight, but by no more than 2.5 pounds. 5 is too much. The rule I invented is as follows. Start in the beginning of the dumbbell rack. Lift light, but not so light that you can handle more, and never so heavy that you are forced to stop. The jogging is a lead-in into an athletic lifestyle. It helps you build up that much-needed hour's worth of endurance. Sets and reps force you to lift heavy for 1 minute. But to progress, you must lift for an hour, whatever you can handle. So, duration comes first. That's how you communicate with your body. And your body will quickly get used to the challenge and adapt to handle a little bit more. That is when you go up in weight. You need slow songs at first. If you go too fast, you will ruin your exercise by stopping too frequently, even with light weights. At first, you can just tell slow songs from fast by ear, so assemble a slow playlist for your initial workout. Speed of music is measured in beats per minute, or BPMs, and you can find apps and musician gadgets or even websites that allow you to tap out the beats of songs with your finger. The chip or computer then calculates how many BPMs. But in a pinch, romance and country is slow, pop and rock is medium, and techno is fast. Depending on how loud your gym is, you may be able to use in-ear headphones. But if your gym music is too loud, or something else is already interrupting your focus, you will need earplugs and over-the-ear studio headphones to mask the gym music and just hear some of your own. As a bonus, you protect your ears. Our ears are probably not meant to be that close to speakers. Music is a big deal, because when you move to the beat, something that can be referred to as subtle dancing, you enter a dance trance, as your mind gets busy and transfixed by synchronizing your motion to music with somewhat challenging weights in your hands. If your music is not slow enough, you get kicked out of the trance by being forced to stop. Do that enough, and an hour's worth of lifting will approximately feel like 14 hours. In a dance trance, you normally experience just about a 5 minutes worth of exercise. Now allow me to summarize what I have described here. You need a full body exercise. That means twisting and turning with dumbbells. The exercise must last 1 hour non-stop. Large people will require more to use up their stored energy reserves. The simplest way to gain an hour's worth of endurance is just by slowly jogging. But you can experiment with an interval timer, though that is a little bit more complex. Please understand that the point of an interval timer is to eliminate all the rest gaps. You should use the lightest of dumbbells until you can handle more, but it's not just the lightest of dumbbells. You also have to pair them with slow songs that help you go non-stop. You're giving your body time to adapt. The music will induce a dance trance or a meditative state where time passes much faster. And lastly, as you adapt, you continue making your exercise a little bit more challenging, slightly faster music, a little bit more weight, a little bit longer stay at the gym. Your body will adapt and grow muscle.